And today we're going to go over the Medical Sound Association. If you're in the sound healing conference we're doing this week, you might have just heard my presentation. It's going to be very similar, probably a little different, but it's all about the new association for doctors and sound therapists to find treatments for every disease in the world. That's all. All right, let me get my computer a little more stable here. Okay. So before we start, though, so our intention is that we'll have treatments and for every disease in the world within a short time. Okay. So before we start, though, let me tell you about things that are happening here at the Institute. Our semester at the online in the online classes for the Sound Healing Certificate Program starts just about every week, so you can join this week, actually. And it's all about how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have about 20 instructors, so you get a wide perspective, and it's about creating a career, but also learning how the universe works and healing yourself as well as healing others and getting really high. Right? So you could start on Tuesday of this week. It would be a really good time to start. And we also have the classes at the Institute starting January 19th. Half of them are online and half are at the Institute. The half that are at the Institute are the ones that are best done here. So that's coming up January 19th. If you pay in full by November 20th, you can still get like $400 off. And then we also have our recording classes that are going to start again in January. And that's with how to record music on a digital audio workstation, how to mix, and also how to produce. And it's really, really effective as to what we cover, because I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and in sound healing. So you do get a really interesting perspective and totally learn the equipment. And then, let's see, we do have an open house. I lost track as to when it is. Let me see. An online open house, I should say. We actually have, on December 6th, we have an open house at the Institute. And then, let's see, we have an online open house next weekend, next Sunday, the 22nd, November 22nd. That's from 10 to about 1. If you want to come, I'll be sending out Zoom links. If you're not on my email list, just email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and we can send you that link for the online open house. I don't know of any other events other than our open house and our classes. We also have the different therapies. We can find your home note. We can do voice analysis. We also are doing combo treatments and chakra treatments at the Institute. We also have full range of devices. I mean, we got sound tables, sound lounges, bass pods. I mean, it's incredible how effective it is for pain and relaxation, any neurological issue, fibromyalgia, PTSD. And so you can check out all those devices at soundoflove.com and then click on the vibroacoustic tools. We also have all of our crystal bowls, alchemy bowls. We have the different tuning forks as well. We have 300 items on there you can check out. And my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and the recording books as well. And we also we're right in the middle of the conference, our Sound Healing Globe Sound Healing Conference. You can still join. Tomorrow's the last day, but all the recordings are up for free for another 2 weeks. So if you go to globesoundhealingconference.com, you can register for the conference. Tomorrow, we're doing the sound education panel. not panel, meeting, where I'm going to talk about all the exercises that we've come up with for kids at all different age groups, and talk about moving it forward to bring sound into public and private schools around the world, right? So, but there's other presentations tomorrow happening as well. And again, you can check out all of the actual presentations playback for free for 2 weeks. And if you want to buy them, then you can spend $97 and you've got them. You can check them out whenever you want, right? It's really, really profound, the different people we've had. Right? It's really interesting. We're on a threshold of just changing things dramatically. And I'm really excited. Okay. So you can find me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or 415-777-2486. Or you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. That goes to our store, therapy center, and to the school for the classes and to the research foundation too. Okay. So today I was did a presentation on the Medical Sound Association. Let me share my screen here. So let me go through it briefly. The deal is, as I mentioned, it was about a year ago, this guy calls me up and he says, "Dave, my guides told me to call David Gibson." So I looked it up and found you. And I'm like, "Oh, I love San Francisco." And he said that I was bringing sound into the medical side of hospitals, and he wanted to help. And he said that it would be about 10 years before it was completely accepted, which is not bad at all. And then my other intuitive says it'll be 20 years. I'm sorry, 10 years until it's embedded in the medical field and 20 years before it's completely accepted, which is really cool, right? 20 years and our whole system could be changed. This is right after I'd got a download in Mount Shasta to create the whole association. And this guy kind of already knew. His guides were in Mount Shasta as well. Who knows? So this is what we've come up with. It's at medicalsoundassociation.com. First of all, the quote from Nikola Tesla is really appropriate. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Ancients knew this, that this is really the basis of it all. What we're talking about is a new medical system based on a new way of researching sound, music, and vibration. I used to be scared to say this. But now we're not replacing the medical system, we're just adding things to it, right? It's a system that doesn't kill people. I think I've mentioned that I had an instructor that got an infection in his foot, and he got some medicine and had a reaction to it and died last year, right? It's amazing how many people are hurt by the medical system, right? There are no side effects with sound. It's really quite unbelievable. It's more effective, less expensive, and even fun, often enjoyable, right? Now, there's two ways to go with sound. You can do the integrative therapy approach where you simply play instruments, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, gongs, tuning forks, all the different instruments, and get people blissed out with stable, consistent vibration, right? That's the basis of it. Could be even stable, consistent rhythms as well. And when people get blissed out, often miracles happen. Miracles happen all the time, right? It's amazing. If you're in this field, it's unbelievable how many miracles have happened. I mean, every week somebody's like, "Oh yeah, cancer went away. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, sciatica went away. Yeah. Oh, I'm no longer depressed, right? I completely overcame my anxiety, right? No more fear." It's like, whoa, it's so effective. And the mainstream doesn't even have a clue. Sound, before COVID, sound is in most hospitals around the country in all major cities. It's in the big hospitals. And throughout San Francisco, every hospital we checked with 15 hospitals, every single one had sound therapy or sound baths going on in the hospitals before COVID, right? So it's in the integrated therapy side in hospitals already. What we're talking about is not this. We're talking about bringing it into the medical side, right? So we're talking about working directly with doctors and actually having frequencies for very specific issues. In fact, every disease in the world. That's all. So everything is vibration. It's all vibration, right? It's the basis of all reality at every level, whether it's sound or electromagnetic or quantum or color or light, it's all vibration, right? And when you understand how that works, you can do massive healings, amazing healings, right? Not to mention get really high as well. Now, what I've categorized or not discovered because it's been around is the full hierarchy of vibration. Now, I normally talk about five levels, but the fifth level is energy, which hospitals aren't necessarily ready for. So I broke it down into these four levels. Pure frequencies, which can trigger healing, so we'll talk about. Multiple frequencies, which is a timbre or tonality, it's just simply a bunch of harmonics or a bunch of frequencies. And then multiple harmonic or multiple timbres that make up a musical interval or chordal relationship, like a chord on a piano, right? And then you add time, and now you got rhythm, which entrains the brain and the heart, and you got melody, which creates all types of emotional responses. I mean, from complete bliss to falling asleep to every emotion you can imagine, right? People are just like bawling to music, right? And there's all, I mean, the whole field of music therapy is huge because it's this like huge effect, music, right? Okay. So what we're talking about is working at all four of these levels at the same time, not just working at one or the other, right? So let me explain it this way. In the body, cells are like frequencies, right? You've got, that's the core. The cells are the basics, right? And then the organs and all the parts of the body are like timbres, which are combinations of frequencies, right? So there's a lot of different cells in each organ or part of the body that make it up. So it's a whole combination of frequencies. And we can work at that level as well as the frequency level. Now, there's also the relationship between the parts of the body, which are musical intervals. Overall, the heart has a specific frequency. Overall, the liver's got a specific frequency. Between those two frequencies, it's a musical interval. And I come to believe very strongly that those musical interval relationships are totally stable from person to person, even if the frequencies of each part of the body are different from person to person, which is my guess. I believe that's true, and that's why no one agrees as to what frequency is what for any part of the body, right? Because it's probably different, right? But the relationship between the parts of the body, I bet, is stable if we're both healthy, right? I bet you the relationship of the 210 types of cells is a very stable musical interval relationship. Because the only thing we know about the body for sure is it is in complete harmony, or we'd be dead, right? We'd be dead. Complete harmony. That means the musical interval relationships would be stable. We'll see when we test it, but I would bet on this one, right? But then there's the flow, the musical flow. And that's like the flow of energy through the body, flow of blood, flow of electricity. You know, if you don't, I mean, if you think of it this way, if you got a meridian and There's energy flowing through the meridian. Well, each acupuncture point is a frequency. In fact, I've got a book that actually shows the frequency of the acupuncture point. That means when energy flows through your meridian, it's playing a song. Dun, ba, dun, ba, dun. It's interesting to see what the musical interrelationships and what the tempo going through that meridian would be, right? That's what we're talking about. And it's smooth flow, right? If you don't have smooth flow through your nervous system, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have smooth flow through your circulatory system, it's like you're going to have a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow through your digestive system, there's all types of problems that happen. But it's really every one of the 11 systems. The lymphatic system, you really need smooth flow to move things out. You don't have smooth flow in the urinary system, you got a problem, right? If you don't have smooth flow in the respiratory system, you're going to need a respirator, right? It's like every one of the 11 systems is about smooth flow. See, really, flow is the whole deal. At first, we can look at flow as what's the tempo through that system. Right? How fast is the energy or blood moving through that system in relation to the heart rate on average and the brainwave rate, right? So we'll be able to figure it out, the rhythm or tempo of energy flowing through those systems pretty easily, I believe, because we can just compare it. Because it's going to be some ratio of the average heart rate when at rest. And the brainwaves when at rest, right? But it's also a melody for each of the systems. Now, if we find the frequency of each part of the system, well, we got it. If we already know the rhythm, we just then know that, okay, it's going from this frequency to that frequency to that frequency at that speed. And so if we know the frequencies, we know the notes, right? So we know the melody going through the system. But the truth is, we're talking about something quite a bit more complex than this. We're talking about the harmonies, the relationships of the melodies going through the system. We're talking about maybe, the system changes through the day. I'm sure it does. So it's like a chord progression, right? When you go to sleep, you got a whole different melody and rhythm than when you're awake, So we're looking, I mean, even the song structure, things go up and down through the day, or even over like 15 minutes, right? And then even the mix, I mean, what's the volume of the frequencies? How strong should the frequencies be of all these frequencies that are making up the music, right? It's what we're really talking about is music is the body. The body is a musical instrument. It's like Hazrat Inayat Khan says, the Sufi master from 1880s. What makes us feel drawn to music is that our whole being is music. Our mind and body, the nature in which we live, the nature which has made us, all that is beneath and around us. It's all music. Not only are we musical flow, but the whole universe is musical flow. It's just like this one big song. Actually, it's not one, it's like a gazillion songs, right? But they're all in relation to each other. Gazillion songs. Oh my God. We just got to find the song of you and me, right? That's the deal. And then we can get that smooth flow going through the system so that there's no blockages. It's all about smooth flow, right? The frequencies and the timbres and the intervals are just components of the flow. If you look, you can look at this like particles and waves. You could look at the cells as a flow system, not just a frequency. If you zoom in on a cell, Well, there's many parts to the cell, many frequencies, and there's movement in the cell, there's flow, there's even, you go deeper, and there's even the flow of the electrons and everything, right? So from, if you are zoomed out, it's just one frequency. But if you zoom in, it's a whole flow system. And this is kind of the way everything is. It depends on what you want to look at. What perspective are you at? I mean, for example, in our universe, there are, oh my God, what a flow system, right? Galaxies moving around galaxies, the sun moving around the galaxy. It's like complete flow. There's like planets moving around the sun. I mean, oh my God, it's just like one massive smooth flow system, right? Really. But if you zoom out far enough, people say our universe is one frequency. There are many universes that are different frequencies. This is like the basis of string theory, right? So we are just one frequency, our entire universe. What level do you want to look at? It's just like particles and waves. It totally depends what you want to, how you want to look at it. Do you want to focus on, if you look for particles, you'll see particles. If you look for waves, you'll see waves. It's whatever you want to see, right? And so we can look at both levels, right? Now, the point is to look at all levels, to look at the frequencies, the combination of frequencies, the actual relationship between the frequencies and the flow, all simultaneously. How does it all work together, right? It's like I always say, the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances are it will drink, right? So let's look at all levels. But as we'll talk about later, we're not just looking at frequencies, combinations of frequencies, and musical intervals and flow. We're going to look at all of those physically, mentally, emotionally, and one day spiritually for hospitals, right? Okay. This is how the body works at all different levels. There are parts, which often mainstream medicine looks at, but their parts are part of a system. And even the systems are part of a larger whole, which is our whole being, right? So the trick is to look at all levels of vibration through the body. Okay. Again, it's all about flow. And the problem is blockages. Blockages are the whole deal, right? Smooth flow, and you got health. Health is smooth flow through each of the 11 systems, even spiritually, as we've talked about in these talks, right? So when you find the blockage, what do you do? Well, there's four main ways I've identified so far for the Medical Sound Association to focus on. The first is destructive resonance. This is exactly what they do to explode kidney stones. You actually find the frequency of the kidney stones, turn the volume up, and kablooey. It breaks them up. Doesn't hurt the kidneys, doesn't hurt the adrenals, doesn't hurt anything else because only those stones are that frequency, right? It's very cool. It's already being used. We're already doing sound for medicine, right? We're completely already doing it, right? So, so destructive resonance is really where you actually find the frequency and turn the volume up. It's a basic function, basic aspect of physics. One of our instructors, Amrita, she actually had a breast tumor. She actually found the frequency of the breast tumor by going up and down with her voice. And when she got on it, it heated up. Now, you can't explode cancer cells much with your voice with destructive resonance. If we could destroy parts of the body with destructive resonance with our voice, we'd be in trouble. Oh, blew up a kidney today. Oops. Oops, wrong frequency. No, it has to be way louder to do destructive resonance. But the way Amrita broke it up was a little bit different. She found the frequency of the tumor and then went up and down above and below it, breaking up that way with binaural beats, right? So that's another possible way, is to actually use binaural beats on a on something. That's actually the way they break wine glasses with the voice. You don't, it's not destructive resonance. It's more finding the frequency and going off pitch a little bit, right? Although you'll see on YouTube, there's all these videos of them actually breaking wine glasses with tone generators, but they have to turn it up way louder for it to actually break the glass, way louder than your voice would go. So you don't normally do destructive resonance with the voice, or we'd be in big trouble. We'd be in big trouble. Now here's a picture of cells being exploded, even though he did a little bit different. This isn't exactly destructive resonance, but it's basically the same concept. We find the frequency of the cells, turn the volume up, and here they are being exploded, right, with sound. Now there's also this guy from the company Incitec. They're already using ultrasound to get rid of tumors, and they use MRI to guide it, right? And that's very cool. So we're pretty far along in this destructive resonance realm, right? But then there's Anthony Holland, where he actually used electromagnetic frequencies to destroy cancer cells. This is on YouTube. If you search for Anthony Holland, you'll find it. In the previous one, if you search for Operating Room of the Future. And he actually shows cells being exploded with different frequencies, right? And but electromagnetically, which is very cool, right? So there's a lot of work being done. But here's what's really cool. Someone asked, well, how do you find the frequency of something? Well, let me backtrack. We can do destructive resonance with one frequency, right? But where it works the best is when you find all the frequencies of the cell, for example. So a cell is not just one frequency. As I just mentioned, it's a lot of frequency. So you find the full combination of frequencies to then explode it 100% of the time. Anthony Holland's only getting maximum 60% of the time, normally 25% of the time, right? But if we find the full combination of frequencies that make up a wily disease or cell, we can explode it 100% of the time. Well, the trick is, how do you find all these frequencies? Well, John Reed has figured out a way to do it with like a this really high-end microscope, like a electromagnetic microscope, and it will actually show you all the frequencies of the actual cell. So we can then play all of those frequencies to it and destroy it 100% of the time, 100% of the time, right? The future and the potential of this is just, I mean, I just said 100% of the time. I mean, that's unheard of in this field, right? We just use this electron microscope. We can see all the frequencies. We play them to it and we destroy, I mean, even kidney stones, it doesn't get them all the time. But now we can find the frequency and find all the frequencies, and now it's really effective, right? Very cool. That's where we're headed. That's like one of the things I'm most excited about right there. Right. Okay, next thing is, instead of doing the warfare method, let's do resonate things into harmony. All right? Let's find the natural, healthy frequency of a part of the body or cell and just vibrate it at its natural, healthy frequency and get it back to its healthy state. I believe this is the main part of the new medicine. I mean, it's cool to blow things up and not kill you. That's a funny thing. Blow things up but not kill you, right? Blow up cancer cells and you're like, go, not only blow them up, but zero side effects. You're like home in a half hour, right? This is like so cool. But ultimately, just to resonate things into health, first of all, it seems like a sweeter way to go instead of destroying, doing the warfare method. But also, it can be used as a maintenance, right? As a healthy maintenance to resonate each part of the body into its healthy resonant frequency. And at that level of resonating what's right, we can work at all four levels: frequencies, combination of frequencies, intervals, and musical flow. At the frequency levels, there's a research project that Lynn McTaggart talks about in her book, The Field, where they find the frequency of a cell and play it to it, and it makes it healthy. Well, what we're doing also is getting over a chaotic vibration and changing it into a coherent vibration at its frequency. The chaos of fear, anger, anxiety, pain, and even stress are the problem, right? We need to get them back to their coherent state, right? Here's the images of blood cells that are frazzled and not doing well. That's how you tell a cell's not doing well. It's frazzled. It's not symmetrical in shape anymore. Whereas on the right, we have a picture of a blood cell that's almost perfectly symmetrical and very healthy, right? That's the difference between chaos and coherent vibration, right? Now, you can also do this healthy resonance at the timbre level. Find all the frequencies of any organ you have. And we play all of those frequencies to that organ to totally resonate it into its healthy state, right? So we're not just doing one frequency. We're doing, maybe it's like 186 frequencies that we need to play to resonate this organ or even a cell into its healthy state. So we're using it, working at the timbre level, right? When people are even doing just frequencies in the field, I mean, Anthony Holland found that there should be two frequencies to destroy the cancer cells. Dr. Peter Guy Manners is using five frequencies to resonate you into health, right? Right frequencies use as many as 10 frequencies. So the beginning of the research is like, okay, how many frequencies are we talking about? I mean, are we talking about five or six? We're talking about 140. I mean, that's not, most people aren't looking at this question, and it's really critical if you're going to be working at the timbre level. How many frequencies make up that cell? I don't know, but we should find that out, and then we can play with all of them for destructive or natural resonance. Right. Okay. Then again, with John Reed's work, we can find all of those frequencies in a cell. I mean, in real time. So we just look at it with this electron microscope, and now we play the frequencies to it, and it's like you go home happy, right? We can also find the relationships of the parts of the body if they happen to be off, right? And then ultimately find the flow. And as I mentioned, once you know the frequencies of the parts, and once you know the tempo of the rhythm, you know the flow. I mean, that's it. It's really just one frequency after another at a certain tempo, right? If we learn, so we're really almost there, right? I mean, because we can find the frequency of things in the body pretty easily these days. There's some really cool devices out there, right? So we're talking about working at the frequency level of what's right and the timbre level and the flow level through this whole system, right? To look at it the same in the brain. Let's find the frequency of each part of the brain. And then what's the rhythm of thoughts as they go across the brain, which is what you see with EEG, right? And then train that brain into its natural flow before it had a problem. We could use electrodes to pulse the rhythm and melody across the brain. We could use needles, acupuncture needles, and then put frequencies into the needles and pulse it across the brain at your natural rhythm and melody, your basically your natural song of health, right? Okay. Now we can also, the third way we can work is by balancing all frequencies. We actually do this with voice analysis. We find, I have you talking to the mic and see if you got a good balance of all the frequencies. If certain frequencies are missing, we've discovered those correspond to certain organs. If you've got too much of a certain frequency, it can cause a problem in an organ. So then you play these frequencies back to get into the body to get the full spectrum of frequencies balanced in the body, right? This is really has huge amount of potential, right? And there's also even the company Nutrienergetics that is working at the quantum level to get all of the frequencies of the morphogenetic fields within the body in balance, right? That's a very cool other way to go besides destructive resonance or natural healthy resonance. Now, we can also do activating versus calming. And this is what I talk about a lot just in the integrated therapy side, right? I mean, activating instruments like the gong versus calming instruments like the harp, right? There's a full range of activating versus calming instruments. And depending on the issue, you're going to use activation or calming. For depression, you're going to use activation. For anxiety, you're going to use calming. And you could, so you can look at any disease from this perspective as well. Different musical intervals can create very dissonant chords that can be very activating. So if we get very specific with frequencies inside the body, you know, we can use these dissonant chords to break things up. Or harmonic chords, beautiful chords to resonate things into a more calm state. And there's, of course, full range of activating and calming music, right? We seriously need activating music for depression, seriously need calming music for sleep and anxiety. So we can work at all four of these levels that we just went through: destructive resonance, healthy resonance, balancing all frequencies, activating versus calming, physically, emotionally, and mentally, right? We've been talking about physical issues. I mean, we can use activation to destroy cancer or resonate that part of the body into its healthy range. We could use for heart disease, we can focus on the frequencies or timbres in the heart, even the flow within the heart. But let's look at the whole respiratory system in relation to the heart. Maybe that's where the problem is. Same with pain. We can look at very specific frequencies of pain, but let's look at the flow of energy through the nerves. Maybe we just need to run more flow through those nerves, right? To get overcome the pain and get it back to its healthy state. Talked about brain injuries with blood clots. You know, let's find the actual frequency of the blood clot and completely dissolve it, right? And then figure out what caused the blood clot in the first place, which is totally blockage of flow in the in the circulatory system, right? In the veins, right? We can do this with all physical issues. Look at all the levels we were just talking about: destructive, resonating what's right, activating, calming, and balance of all frequencies. We can do all of these levels at the emotional level. With fear, we can resonate it into what's right, which is love. With anger, we could change it to compassion. You know, we can also use frequencies to clear this out of the body, right? Because they say it's stored in the body physically as well. Some say cells, some say blood, some say bones. Right. We can also use depression. For depression, we can do activation. For anxiety, calming. For grief, well, we can focus on getting people to grieve if they're not grieving, getting them to feel again, right? Or if they're grieving all the time, crying all the time, get them to the point of gratitude, right? So it's totally activating or calming. You know, in the emotional level, flow is really all about like gratitude, compassion, love, joy, all the positive emotions, connection to source, even connection to your soul. Won't make it very far with that in hospitals, though, right? So, but we can make it far with gratitude, compassion, and love. That's accepted. It's funny. Source and soul are not accepted, but actual compassion, gratitude, and love are. In mental issues, focus is all about smooth flow, right? Where you're not jumping around. So we can work with the brain, with ADD, ADHD, to get more consistent vibration for the brain to work at beta, right? Tuned to you, right? Autism, we find that person's natural rhythm where we find what's right, right? Same with dementia. We're looking for total flow through the brain, right? That's the whole deal. Flow through the brain because blood flow is the problem with dementia, right? Could go into more detail here, but it gets very, very detailed. Sleep is about finding your natural rhythm of when you're asleep. Just play that to you, you go to sleep. We're doing that already, but it could be way more refined, right? PTSD is about calming down that anxiety, intense anxiety. We do that with our sound lounges, really effective, right? So these are the different levels. Now we're ultimately in the Medical Sound Association going to be looking at accessing higher levels of consciousness and expanded states of awareness. There's people that are doing brain maps where they find the actual combination of frequencies through the whole brain, and they actually resonate the brain into that map using electrodes or needles, which is very cool. I mean, the potential to overcome all types of mental issues is so huge. Depression, anxiety, right? By using brain maps, because the brain is not normally one rhythm. It's normally delta on one part of the brain, theta over here, alpha over here. So we can map out those states, those different frequencies of in rhythms of different parts of the brain when people are in altered states, or not altered states, but gratitude, compassion, love, or joy, right? So we're talking about a system that works ultimately physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We got to leave out the spiritual for now if we're going into hospitals, right? Although we could talk about nature. Let's go out into the garden in the back, right? And see how nature does We're talking about all of these different frequencies, combinations of frequencies, which and the relationship between frequencies and flows, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Ultimately, that's where we're headed in the hospital system. Mostly, the Medical Sound Association is working physically, mentally, emotionally, especially physically. Ultimately, we can do electromagnetics. There's a lot of electromagnetics being used in the in hospitals right now. So even at this level, we're looking at all of the frequencies, combinations of frequencies, and musical flows. A lot of people that are doing electromagnetic devices aren't looking at all the levels, right? Ultimately, we could get into color, light, geometry, and the quantum field, but that's down the line because we're trying to make this palatable for hospitals. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be having monthly meetings. Our next meeting is December 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you want to join, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can go to the Medical Sound Association and there's a contact page where you can actually email me there and join and come to these meetings. And if you know any doctors, let them know, right? So moving forward, we got multiple phases that we're going to be doing. The first phase is to design research protocols for specific issues and develop safety protocols, right? So we're not talking about doing research. We're talking about figuring out how to do the research for each disease. So we don't waste time guessing, right? So basically, based on this framework that I've explained already so far tonight, we're talking about actually, with that framework, figuring out the best way to find the frequencies, to find the combinations of frequencies and the flows, right? For each disease. And maybe it's a little bit different for each disease. So that's the first aspect. But then we've got to develop safety protocols, right? You can't just start putting sound on somebody that's actually just out of surgery, right? If somebody's really fragile, I mean, there's a lot of safety issues you have to deal with. I mean, you can't put sound on a blood clot. It could break loose and go into the, unless you really know you're going to melt it, because it could break loose and go into the lungs or heart or brain, and that person's dead, right? I mean, you've really got to be careful. As I mentioned, there was this guy that called last year who said that his daughter was having seizures. And I immediately thought, well, we can find her natural rhythm and give her binaural beats that entrain her brain into stable, consistent vibration. It's one of the treatments we do, right? And I said, well, how old is she? And he goes, 3 months. I'm like, holy moly. You know, I'm not touching a 3-month-old with seizures, right? No way. We really have to have very specific protocols for safety to get sound into hospital. So we're going to be looking at that in detail. Right. Then phase two is once we figure out all these projects and how we're going to go forward with them, with the funding we have coming in, we'll choose which project will help the most people and or what's most needed, right? Collectively with the whole Medical Sound Association, right? We're also going to be creating techniques and technologies based on the research to get them into hospitals, right? I want to backtrack. There's one thing here that I forgot to mention. When we design the research protocols for specific issues and develop the safety protocols, what we're going to do is we're going to have the each of the doctors go and figure out how's the disease work, and then what are the treatments now, right? So we can actually then base our treatment plan with vibration on the way it works and the way it's being treated now. I mean, we could actually find frequency of the pharmaceuticals, right? Or if something's working, we just see, okay, are they working with the flow level? Are they working with the single frequency level? Or what level are they working at? The cellular level, the materials of the body, are they working at the electron level? I mean, we can learn a lot from current science, and we'll just add that to the plan to help develop the plan in the actual using vibration. Okay, then we'll get these technologies and techniques into the hospitals, right? This is a nonprofit, so we're not looking to make money. It's all shared. Ultimately, we'll set up a national medical sound board with all of these protocols, right? So we can really get sound into the medical field, not only for patients, but for doctors, probably as important, right? Now, we've now created and have live intake and outtake forms on the Medical Sound Association site. It's really cool. I'm so excited because what you'll see is actual, I'll go to it and show you. Right, if you happen to be on video here. Yeah. So here we have a form where you can actually put in, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are the symptoms you have going on for that issue? So anybody that's doing a treatment can enter before and after on a scale of 1 to 10, right? And then put in the instrument they use, right? And then over time, it will tell us on average what is the actual average of that issue of what that people have done in treatment. So over time, we can say we've done the 1,000 entries have been entered for depression. We can see, oh, with sound healing, we've gone from an 8 to a 1.2, right? I mean, we were going from 8.8 to 1 when we did 25 people at a hospital. But over time, even if it's like 7 or 8 to like a 2.8, that's amazing. That's way better than anything in the normal medicine, right? In the medical field right now. So this is very cool. So if you have any treatments you're doing, go to this page, Medical Sound Associate, and click on the intake form, and you can get reports as we go along. We've already got about 200 that we're going to be entering this week. So there's going to be some interesting data very quickly that we can use to bring things into hospitals as well, even quicker, right? To convince them this really works, to get them excited, to get investors excited as well. We are a nonprofit, so we're going to share everything. There's nothing going to be proprietary here. It's going to be shared with all, right? The cool thing is hospitals are now leading the way, right? They are actually looking for alternatives that don't hurt people, especially in the opioid crisis, but especially with COVID. If they see that there's frequencies that will destroy COVID, well, there's two companies that have this now. Two companies have announced they have frequencies that will destroy COVID, right? When they see that, this will save money for the hospital. So they're starting to lead the way. And this is very cool because we could get killed otherwise, right? The main goal here is to set up a large group that is working together to figure out how it works, right? We're not going, okay, I'm going to try. We've got these ideas for treatments, or even people come in and say, I've already got these technologies built. Can you prove them? Nope, that's not what we're doing. We're actually figuring out how it works so we can then figure out the best way to move forward. It's a lot of money, it's a lot of time to do any research project. I don't want to waste time. I really want to figure out how it all works so we know precisely how to proceed and really maximize the output of our research project to help as many people as possible. Now, there's a lot of companies that are using vibration, especially electromagnetically. I mean, there's Healy, there's like a new company that Joe Dispenza is talking about, and it's great. It's really cool, but they are not sharing their research protocols. They're not talking about whether they actually looked at all frequencies, timbres, relationship, and flows, right? They're not going to tell you that. And also, they are not going to tell you that these frequencies we know don't work that well. These work really well, but for this issue, yeah, it's not really that effective is what we found. Marketing people in a company aren't going to tell you that. Nobody in the company is going to tell you that, right? Because it's really about marketing. So with a nonprofit, it's like if we see something doesn't work, it's like, okay, let's get the team on it and actually, totally actually figure it out. No secrets, nothing to hide. We're just moving forward, right? And sharing it with everybody. So ultimately, every disease on the planet is healed with no side effects. Right? And what's so amazing and cool is there are billionaires that get it and are ready to fund all of this, right? It's totally happening. What I would like to do is ultimately start creating technologies and give them away, right? People that have a lot of money are seeing how important it is to help others more and more. So what's happening is profound. It's unbelievably cool. A lot of people freaking out these days. I'm so excited. If you'd like to join, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or go on the site, Medical Sound Association. Still a couple things that aren't complete on the site, but we're almost there. That form is live, right? And there's a lot of really cool information on the homepage, most of what I've just went through. So if you have any thoughts or comments, you can always call me, 415-777-2486, or email me, david@soundhealingcenter.com. Just imagine every disease in the world 100% taken care of. It's where we're headed. I used to think it was a dream. Now I see it, the path forward. Thank you for listening. May it be so. So it is. And so it is. Hold that energy through the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead. Don't even have to hold it for lifetimes. It'll be a done deal. Take care.